This week, community leaders on Molokai renewed the call to protect our endangered Hawaiian monk seal population. It followed the discovery of the death of yet another endangered marine mammal on the Friendly Isle. Since 2009, officials say 8 seals have been killed, they presume at the hands of humans, and the most recent case involved a seal that was just a year old. We thought it was timely to check on the condition of another pup seal, or seal pup, in a weakened state that was rescued off the coast of Kauai and transferred to the Big Island. Scientists have named him Sole. We talk with Dr. Claire Simeon with the Marine Mammal Center about his progress to date.
So Sole has been here at Ke Kaiola for the past 2 weeks after being transported via one of the U.S. Coast Guard helicopters from Molokai, and he's doing great. He is progressing really well. Everything was normal on his physical exam. He's showing a lot of interest in the live fish that we put in his pool, even though he's not quite fast enough to catch them yet. And so we're giving him a fish milkshake, and his weight is staying stable, and really everything that a normal pup should be doing, he's checking off the list.
And so how much weight has he gained?
Well, he's right now, when animals first come into the hospital, because we have to think about if you've been starving for a long time, you wouldn't immediately want to go and eat a whole bunch of hamburgers. And so we want to increase his food very slowly, starting out with really like an unflavored Gatorade, an electrolyte solution. And so he actually is the same weight when he first came in, but that's to be expected these first couple weeks. And once he starts to eat fish, he'll start to gain anywhere from 1 to 5 pounds a week.
Okay, but he's now on what? Fish milkshakes, you said?
Yep, he's now receiving fish milkshakes. So he's getting tubings 3 times a day. And then we're also giving him small pieces of fish in his pool so that he can learn how to position them and chew them up and learn that swallowing process.
So how did he get to your attention? How did you know that he was in trouble?
Well, you know, anytime we're working with Hawaiian monk seals, an endangered species, it really takes a whole village that's watching over these populations. And so our partners at NOAA Fisheries had an eye on him several weeks before we picked him up, because they had noticed that he had been switched with another pup. And so the pups had switched moms. And monk seals nurse for a specific amount of time, and then they wean their pups and they leave. And so he really got the short end of the stick, because he weaned several weeks earlier than he actually should have. And so thanks to those eyes on the ground, we were able to make a plan and able to transport him here and give him that support that he needs.
Gosh, so what's the plan for his rehabilitation, or his, I don't know what you would call it?
Yeah, absolutely. His rehabilitation is going to continue with providing him lots of high quality nutrition, lots of live fish and other prey items, so that he can learn the skills that he needs when he gets back into the wild. And then once he is eating on his own and he's gained weight to be in a good body condition, then we'll work with our partners to return him back into the wild.
And so generally, how long does it take for a little pup like that to kind of bounce back?
You know, it depends on how debilitated they are when they first come in. Sole, actually, because we were able to get to him really quickly, he's really turned the corner very quickly. But the animals tend to be in our care anywhere from about a month to sometimes over 6 or 8 months, depending on a lot of different factors.
Was it tricky during the rescue?
Actually, everything went really smoothly and exactly to plan. It was exciting being on the Coast Guard helicopter and coming down. And luckily, we had our partners on the ground who had already been able to load Sole up into a carrier. He was first put into a beach pen and then into similar, just like a dog carrier. So he was all ready to go. So they didn't even stop the rotors from going. We were able to load him really, really quickly, which helped to speed the process up and to reduce any sort of disturbance to him and minimize it as much as possible.
So I imagine when you undertake a rescue like that, things have to be really mapped out in case something does go wrong, but at least you have a plan.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's really key that everybody is highly trained and knowing, you know, the specific skills that they have, and that's why partnering with the Coast Guard is fantastic, because you know they know their piece to be able to get that helicopter into a really remote location, and our partners at NOAA really know how you know they know monk seals well and how to interact around them and how to get them loaded up. And then we provide the veterinary support to make sure that he's doing well during that transport, and he did great. He actually, just like a baby would, he actually fell asleep and was snoring for most of the flight.
You mean monk seal snore?
They do.
And I know when we had Kaimana here on Oahu, lots of people were pretty captivated.
Yeah. And, you know, monk seals are so charismatic. They have such amazing personalities, and they're such a rare treat to see. And so that's really what we want, is for, you know, the public to love these seals and to really have a great respect for them, because we're lucky to be sharing these islands with them.
You know, when you hear stories about one of the other islands where there were some monk seals that were killed, I'm sure that's probably very frustrating, because here you're trying to save a life and someone's taken one.
It is, absolutely. It's always really sad to hear any time that there's a monk seal death, whether it's intentional or not. And you know that any animal just is such a loss for the generations that come down the line. And when you're dealing with such a small population, each individual really counts towards the recovery of the species. And so much of our job is really helping to tell that story of what makes those monk seals so special, so that people really do want to protect what they love.
Tell us about the care of Soleil. I mean, you're watching him 24 hours a day. Do you have enough volunteers down there?
Well, yes. Yeah. So the Marine Mammal Center relies on volunteers. We have animal care volunteers. We have response volunteers who go out and check the beaches and interact with the public, take programming into schools, and we're always looking for more volunteers. We have a crew that is helping our staff to take care of Soleil. You know, when he first came in, he was getting fed four times a day, and it's a lot of work. And so we always welcome more people that are interested in getting involved, because there's a lot to be done to save the species. I think that even though we're on the Big Island here, we have relatively small number of monk seals. But it's a really special place. We're open to the public. We have tours multiple times a week that we can arrange if people want to call to schedule an appointment. And we always welcome sharing these stories of these really incredible animals, because we're so lucky to work with them. And so anytime that we can share that with the public, we jump on that chance.
I imagine the personalities of the seals maybe are a little bit different. Have you been able to figure anything out about Soleil at this point?
You're exactly right. The monk seals all have really interesting and individual personalities, and he is just like a spitfire. He he'll bark at things. He chases fish. He rolls around. He's like a little puppy or a toddler. You know, he's really, we're always putting new enrichment items in his pool so that something's new, and he goes over to it and he checks it out, and he's really excited. And so he's a fighter. So it's been really fun to see his personality come out as he feels better and better.
And you don't have another monk seal for him to play with, do you?
We don't right now. And that's an important piece, is that we take as many steps as we can to reduce our impact on the monk seals. And so, you know, we stay out of the pens as much as possible. We reduce our contact to a minimum. Ideally, we'd love for him to have another monk seal friend as another patient. And of course, our doors are always open to other monk seals in need. But that's just another piece, that we try to minimize the time that it takes for him to get eating and gaining weight and everything, so he can get back out the door. Because even though monk seals are solitary, they like that stimulus and having other animals around. But we want to make sure that he stays wild and that he has the best chance of survival once he gets back into his home.
That was Dr. Claire Simeon with Kekaiola, the Marine Mammal Center on the Big Island, talking about the progress being made nursing a weak monk seal pup back to health.